Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Orioles coaching staff continues to come together. As you know, they hired Dustin Lind to be their hitting coach. He was in San Francisco with Craig Albernaz. Jason Bourgeois, their first base. Did I get that right? Bourgeois,
yeah, I think so.
First base coach. He had an Albernaz connection. And today, Donnie Ecker hired as the bench coach. They were together with the Giants. He was with the Rangers when they won the World Series. We thought that Albernaz, because he had turned down other jobs, would have a little juice with the coaching staff concerned. Everybody he's hired so far has a connection to Albernaz, so it looks like he's getting to hire guys he wants to hire.
Well, that's the thing. There's been nobody who, at least to this point, we could find, you know, was an intern with the Houston Astros or St. Louis Cardinals when, you know, was a glorified ball boy with, well, you know, the single A team that Sig Meidel rode the bus with that year and the now defunct New York Penn League. So that's all good. As to the, you know, overall quality, the composition of the staff, I mean, who knows?
Albernaz has never done the job
before. He's never put a staff together, never managed a game before, let alone put a staff together. But I will say this, his boy Vogt put together a pretty good staff, and I'm sure he's running things by him, and there's checks and balances there. I mean, we have to give it the benefit of the doubt. My sense is he's going to pick people with different personalities and maybe different parts of their career than what this staff looked like and the remnants of
the Brandon Hyde staff,
the Hyde era, and then that whole BS Manzolino thing. Like I'm guessing that their tone and their methods of teaching and their methods of discipline, for lack of a better term, are going to be inherently different from what these guys are used to.
And that's what was needed. That's what we were saying the whole time heading down the stretch with Manzolino, is what kind of message would this send? You needed to hire from the outside, and this needed to be one of the many things that Mike Elias had to have a lot of introspection with. You don't need to meddle with the staff of your new skipper and not having those ties. So that's at least good to see.
So let's get to free agency. And just like last year, the Orioles are, everybody's telling us they're going to be aggressive. I saw Jeff Passan says that he predicts they're going to sign Dylan Cease. We've seen reports about, the polar bear.
Alonzo.
Pete Alonzo. I saw Tim Kirchin on our friend Ryan Ripken's podcast, a clip I saw on Twitter, where Kirchin basically said they have to be aggressive because of how they handled last year, how badly they handled last year. So Scott Boras at the GM meeting said they're going to be one of the more active clubs. Now, he said that a year ago. But, Jason, are you buying any of this?
Mark Feinsand as well, friend of the show. Tons of sources saying that they're going to be aggressive. Everybody's got that.
Well, it's easy for them to put that out. I mean, I'm not falling for any of this. They've been doing this for a while now. That we had a number of people who, before these last couple trade deadlines, it has to be different. It's going. Does it have to? Really? Does it have to? Why would it have to? Do you think the billionaire is telling him what to do? Because unless he is or he isn't, who would? What's going to change? They're left to their own devices. Even this new manager, don't bring up personnel around him. Mike's the genius on that stuff. So
maybe some introspection from Mike?
They like finishing second, third, and fourth. Like, I don't know. I read nothing into this. I believe none of this. We did a little bit last week during the – or was it 2 weeks ago during the Ravens bye, looking at the free agent class. It's not an overwhelming class. He's had an opportunity to – what he would deem to be overspend for what I would say to be or a higher quality of player in the past, and he hasn't done it. He hasn't done it. Now, if you're going to tell me, well, he has to do it now because he didn't then, I'm going to tell you if he's got this guy – talking sideways about the Bisaccia contract 5 seconds after it's signed, then no, I'm not convinced that they're actually going to outspend Stephen Cohen or the Dodgers owners or whomever for anybody who's truly coveted by other teams. Because he hasn't even been willing to pay the freight on mid-level guys who we thought were value, Nathan Eovaldi, in real time. So this is what, of course you're going to hear this. I'm not buying any of it.
It's in the situation, I'll believe it when I see it. The only multi-year contract that we've seen given out was Tyler O'Neill, who had an opt-out after his first year, so not even a true multi-year deal. But with this offseason where maybe it's a little different, maybe you could see the Eovaldi type of contract given out, is right now they have the third fewest payroll allocations with $33 million. You include all the arbitration numbers, and of course these are projections, but Spotrac has them at $84.5 million in total allocations. They'd have to spend $80 million just to get back to where they were last year. So
there's some wriggle room.
That's a lot of money. So it's like, could you see those type of contracts? And could it be aggressive based on what they have been? Sure, but I'm still not expecting when we see come February, pitchers and catchers report, Orioles won the offseason. I'm not expecting
And just
that.
Put me on record right now, I don't want Dylan Cease.
Okay.
I was never totally sold on him with Chicago. If you recall, when he was available in the past via trade, he was not a prior, like a guy that I really wanted or trusted, and I worry about future durability with him. I feel like he's been ridden pretty hard. Nice. And I feel like this
when
season
good,
in San
really
Diego
good.
Wasn't great.
Yeah.
I'd rather sign two mid-tier guys than go and win the right to secure the services of Dylan Cease for, it's going to be at least 5 years. It's probably more like six. No, thanks. Get some bats.
Free agency is open. You can sign people. Usually that stuff really starts heating up next month at the winter meetings. Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens. By the way, Aditi Kinkabalo will join us at 4:30. We'll talk Ravens and AFC North with her. But Ravens, they're streaking as far as turnovers concerned. Turnovers in four straight games. Are turnovers contagious? Do we expect to see this continue? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.